Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We have a great visit with Dr. Bill Duckerberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. And Bill is the purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. Bill, I may not be saying that exactly right after all these years. You also call it the Small Business Economic Trends, right?
Well, that's the publication.
That's the publication that comes out of it,
right? Right.
But the Index of Economic Optimism, isn't that the term? So every month, Bill has been doing this for 40 years, Bill, and we talked about most of the other elements earlier. Quickly, give us a quick tour of capital spending and credit.
Well, capital spending went up a point, which means we're, or no, it didn't. I take it back. It went down 2 points, but it's right at 55% reporting that they spent money in the last 6 months. That's the question that we ask. And that's still at high recession levels, maintenance levels. We've been there for a long time. But that's the best number since sometime in 06. So that tells you how far we fell in 06 in terms of nobody making any capital outlays. But
right.
But it's there. And the percent who are planning to make capital outlays went up a point to 24%. That's the same story. It's been kind of stuck there for years now,
right.
And it would be 10 points higher if we were having an expansion. So we're sitting tight. We're in maintenance mode. I think we fix things, do things as they're really needed, but no, there's no exuberance,
expansion. And there's also no demand for loans from small businesses.
Exactly. We still have a record high saying, who wants a loan? Because they don't know what to do with the money, where they can get a payoff so they can repay the loan.
And they've worked so hard to deleverage that they're not willing to take a loan out for anything other than something that they feel very optimistic about. And right now, that's an indication of the optimism, the low optimism of small businesses in America.
Right.
I mean, I think it's 95% a function of what's coming out of Washington. Now, part of that, Bill, is what the Fed's been doing for three different levels of quantitative easing, which is currently $85 billion a month in money that's printed out of thin air, pumped into the so-called economy, but primarily landing, Bill, on Wall Street, not on Main Street. Now,
right.
Bill, I've been warning about this for years. I've been upset about this. I've been writing about it. I've been yelling about it. That what we've got here is a situation that when the Fed reverses their trend and does the tapering, and the stock market doesn't like that, when this starts going the other way, that hysteria is going to have a negative effect on the economy, which will hurt small business owners who did not benefit. Your report shows have not benefited from all of the quantitative easing that caused this problem.
That's right. The main beneficiaries of quantitative easing, quite honestly, are wealthy people, because quantitative easing has increased asset prices.
Yep.
So the Fed has pumped all this money in. And since nobody thinks it's a good idea to expand their business and invest in real assets, the money's gone to buying financial assets. So,
which are being traded, not invested in.
Right. Gold prices are up. Stock market's at a record high level. House prices have been appreciating. Now at least everybody can enjoy that. But who has expensive houses? Rich people. Who owns the stocks? Pardon me, rich people. So the disparity in the distribution of income has been made much worse than it was before the recession by Fed policy.
Can we say that the Fed policy, in terms of their two mandates, holding inflation down, which they've done, and two, growing employment, they're only batting 500, and if you give heavier weight to employment, which I think you should, it's not that good?
Well, they haven't done very well. they can't really be credited for keeping in for the low inflation that we have, because they're doing everything they can to get the inflation rate up. They wanted it 2, we're at 1.5.
Right.
So I mean,
they're worried about markets
deflation. Did that. And and of course, employment, they can't really impact employment, so it's foolish for them to chase
it. Why are they pumping all this money in?
That's exactly the question that we've been asking, and maybe today they will stop doing it.
Do you think Janet Yellen will be a good Fed chairman?
Well, you know, she fits the religion of the administration at the moment, so we'll have to see. She certainly leans in the direction of trying to help employment.
But
the evidence is they can't do it. So
in her testimony, she talked about families and Main Street and small businesses and independent banks. I like that, didn't you?
Well, they always talk about us.
No, but
they don't
she's
help
the
us.
Only one. I never heard Bernanke say anything about that. I liked what she said. We'll see how it goes. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Take care, Jim.
Smallbus.org is his website, too, by the way, folks. Got to go for this hour. Be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.